intent. I drive his license.
Well, you look up the value of the truck on, you know, Kelley Blue Book.
I looked up the value.
How much is the value?
That kind of car is about, with that kind of mileage, is about $10,000, $11,000.
Yeah, yeah. So if you don't pay it, it's okay, because I thought you were talking about, see, the insurance company, the Friends insurance company that paid him the $13,000, they can sue your son under subrogation. Your son caused the collision. He's at fault. So the insurance company could come after him, too. You tell the friend, he's not a friend anymore anyway, I'm not paying, your son's not paying any more money. He doesn't have to.
I have even offered $2,000.
Don't offer anything. Keep your hand in your pocket. He already got his money, okay?
He's going to take it to the small claim court.
You will win because he signed his claim over to court. Hold on a second. That's it. Len Tillon, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Vic Ratner, live at the Capitol.
Like any negotiation, this involved give and take. And if you don't mind my saying so, that's an understatement.
Senate Leader Harry Reid announcing a $789 billion deal on a stimulus compromise. Maverick Republican Susan Collins, one of the three Republicans who voted for the package, is pleased that the spending total has been trimmed.
It is a fiscally responsible number that reflects our efforts to truly focus this bill.
The deal was supposed to be signed in a formal setting at this hour, but House members have not shown up, raising questions about how many House Democrats are not convinced. I'm Vic Ratner, ABC News, live at the Capitol. Now with more news, here's Alex Stone.
Vic, frightening news today. Phoenix has become the kidnapping capital of the U.S., much of it because of drug violence, is ABC News chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross.
The violence that has been so prevalent on the other side of the border as Mexico has cracked down on its ruthless drug cartels has now spread into the U.S. from California, Arizona to Texas. In fact, local officials say they're concerned Washington doesn't understand the seriousness of the problem.
ABC News obtained audio of a phone call between a kidnapper and victim talking to the victim's wife.
He disrespects me again, I cut his leg off.
There were 370 kidnapping cases in Phoenix last year. The head of a company accused of sending out salmonella-tainted peanut butter was in front of lawmakers today.
Members of Congress expressed their condolences to the families of people who died or became ill from salmonella-tainted peanut butter products. But the head of the company linked to the outbreak refused any comment at all before a House panel. Stuart Parnell invoked his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent until the committee dismissed him.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. You're listening to ABC News.
Hi, this is Jim McCann. This Valentine's, give her something to talk about.
Now through Thursday, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering 18 long-stem multicolored roses, plus a beautiful Valentine vase and a box of gourmet chocolates, all for only $29.99. Just click on the radio icon to get this offer. Surprise her at work or home with flowers that will last all week, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Valentine's is coming up, so call or visit 1-800-Flowers.com today.
Pick the best. We always do.
Winter weather. It's hard on oil, which can be hard on your engine, which can be hard on you if it all breaks down. So don't put off an oil change and get stuck this winter. Go to Advance Auto Parts. They got 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for only $15.99. And an air filter to help save some gas, and you're good to go until spring. Get to Advance and change your oil and filter for less before a breakdown costs you a whole lot more. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
There is growing public outrage at the prospect that the hospital bill for the newborn octuplets could become the burden of California taxpayers. ABC's Mike Von Fremd is covering the story in Los Angeles.
Every child is priceless, but when Nadia Suleiman brought 14 children into this world, some people got angry.
The fact that this woman is being treated with sympathy versus outrage is pretty ridiculous.
The initial estimates of the financial burden for the octuplets are staggering, and the problem is much of it may end up being paid for by taxpayers at a time when California is already $42 billion in debt.
Today, the mom of the octuplets launched a website asking for donations. It even takes credit cards. As many as 200 people have now died in Australia's worst ever brush fires, and millions of animals may have burned. ABC's Linda Albin is at the foreign desk.
Rescuers are only beginning to venture into the zones blackened by the raging fires. Animal shelters and vets have been inundated with burned and blistered creatures, including this cockatoo. The wildfires race through parks, forests, and pastures, killing pets, farm animals, and native species. This protection officer is caring for a koala bear that barely made it to safety.
If she didn't come in, she certainly wouldn't have made it. There's no way, not with this extent of burns on her feet.
Officials believe there are thousands of animals in need of treatment and are appealing to people to report any animals at risk in the fire region. Linda Albin, ABC News.
Checking the markets, a Dow up 50. This is ABC News.
Another Vanguard simple truth. Investment costs count. High costs can be a drain on your portfolio. So we keep costs down. In fact, the average mutual fund charges 6 times more than we do. It's your money. Hold on to it. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhart. The latest budget proposal being debated in Sacramento would increase the sales tax by 1%, the gas tax by 12 cents per gallon, vehicle license fees more than 1%, and an across-the-board increase on personal income taxes. In the meantime, those who used to hold his seat are asking Governor Schwarzenegger not to scrap the California Conservation Corps, as he has proposed to do. The Corps is made up to 18 to 25-year-olds who respond to wildfires, floods, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. And organizers of the Beta Breakers say they will be cracking down on alcohol during this year's race. For the first time in its 97-year history, there will be a zero-tolerance policy. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Dave Fowkes.
Big delays, Fairfield westbound, 80 North Texas Street, injury accident, all lanes are blocked. Multiple accidents being reported in the backup. Expect some major delays getting out of Vacaville into Fairfield. Dodge announces employee pricing plus. Now get their employee price plus generous cash allowances plus qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. I'm Dave Fowkes, KGO Radio News.
Showers on and off through tonight, partly sunny for tomorrow. It's 53 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Let's start with a look at what's going on around the world here. I have a different view of this brouhaha going over Selma Hayek breastfeeding an African baby. The story, the standard version reads, Selma Hayek was so taken aback by the plight of an African woman in Sierra Leone who was unable to breastfeed her child that the star breastfed the newborn herself. The incident was captured on camera by a television crew from a television show, and she allowed this crew, of course, to accompany her on a goodwill trip. Nightline has aired some of the footage on their program. YouTube clips evidently are over the place. Now, a 42-year-old actress was nursing her own daughter at the time, offered to help when a baby's mother stopped producing milk. And, well, everybody's, you know, everybody's coming out of the woodwork and giving her a lot of heat for this. You know, I'll tell you something. As you know, I proffered that my life had changed after a trip to West Africa. Every country in West Africa, just about, we visited, including Sierra Leone. That was a scene where Blood Diamond was shot. The producers of that movie said, you know, for the first time in Hollywood history, we actually reduced the amount of actual violence for the movie. Usually the movie is more violent than reality. In this particular case, they did the opposite. And until you've been there, and I had my heart ripped out of my chest multiple occasions, leading me to thoughts and feelings and conspiring for action that I never thought about before in my life. And it's overwhelming, and it is moving, and I don't blame her at all. And I see it as a very interesting, symbolic, motherly gesture. Africa is our mommy. It's where we all came from. And the degree to which we ignore Africa is a degree to which we do ignore our ultimate roots. And how Africa goes, so goes the world. You may not think so. We've talked about it before. How many things, how many problems, from oil to emerging diseases, are directly related to Africa. Speaking of Africa, this is predictable. Happens every year. Senior Muslim clerics have urged youngsters to boycott Valentine's Day. It's a Western institution. It could lead couples astray. The money that is spent on Valentine's Day would better be spent encouraging young people to marry. I call on Muslims not to imitate Christians. comes Valentine's Day comes from Christian Western countries. Lover's Holiday has become increasingly popular in recent years among students and young people in many places in Africa, and you can actually buy Valentine's cards in Khartoum. Also overseas, quite interesting, as you know, the Chinese. The Chinese are, you know, straddling different worlds. Consider themselves a communist, socialist country, and yet it is unfettered capitalism that has brought them what they have today, including some of the problems. One of it is the internet. And the old China, of course, is trying to censor the internet. They put a big show on for the Olympics. They allowed journalists and visitors to have access to the real internet. And then afterwards, they closed all the doors. And when it comes to cracking down on internet pornography, it seems that anything even remotely questionable is not safe, including Michelangelo, Titian. Chinese have shut down 1,635 websites and 217 blogs in the first month of their internet crackdown. They expanded their anti-vulgarity campaign to include great works of art. And the bloggers here are going nuts with this. You know, there's David dressed in a Mao suit. We have Adam with his socks on and tie to give him a little more covering. Thousands of bloggers have launched their own pseudo anti-vulgarity campaigns, creating 300,000 images of modified works of art. Of course, we tried this in the West. It doesn't work. It's not going to work for the Chinese. They can try, and all they're going to do is embitter their population. They'll learn. Is this where we want to go? This is happening in Scotland. More forms of sexual activity between children will be banned. A lot of pressure from religious groups. That intersection of religion and politics is something that interests me and has been frequent fodder for this program. The Justice Secretary has told, I'm going to translate what I think these different law bodies are. In other words, it's not called, you know, Congress, it's not called the Senate, it's not called, anyway, they are reconsidering plans to criminalize only sexual intercourse between children 13 to 15. And that means oral sex between youngsters might now become a crime. Last night, they were warned that bowing to pressure from the Christian Institute, which has lobbied the Justice Committee on the issue, and banning oral sex would take him deeper into a moral minefield. Only boys who have sex are currently held to be committing an offense, while there's no law against consensual oral sex, although it could be regarded as indecent behavior offense. And it goes on and on and on here. Society considers sexual activities to be acceptable and risk-free, and that's the message that the Christian right does not want to be sent to children. In its submission to the committee, the Christian Institute warns that the bill means a 15-year-old boy could engage in oral sex with a 13-year-old girl with impunity, raises concerns about STDs, it goes on and on and on. Trying to codify behavior, as we have for just thousands of years. You know, the old ways, it seems simpler, but of course crazy. You realize how many cultures, especially Middle Eastern culture, when you're 13, you're a man, you're a woman, you can get married. Can you imagine that today? But at one point, we considered that to be an age where people could get married. And you have to put numbers on it. You have to. You got to pick a speed limit. We got to pick a number that over which you're too fat. It goes on and on and on. But this is, I think, getting out of hand. Hey, again, the Vatican claiming that Darwin is totally compatible with Christianity. I guess I don't understand enough about Christianity to know the differences among all Christian groups. I have no idea what weight the Pope has, for instance, with different Protestant groups. And an interesting spin here, the church is claiming evolution as their own. Here's a head of the Pontifical Council for Culture says the idea of evolution is really a Christian idea, traced back to St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. Father Giuseppe Nitti, professor of theology, says that 4th century theologian St. Augustine had never heard the term evolution, of course, but knew that big fish eat smaller fish. It's a little simplistic, but, and that forms of life have been transformed slowly over time. The Vatican is also going to play way down this idea of intelligent design, and they go into the logic with that. How you doing with your investments these days? Got no stomach for the ups and downs of the financial markets? Maybe you lost everything. Genes that are important for mood and risk-taking likely play a clear role. they found surprisingly clear-cut links between two genes and the willingness of people to kind of gamble with their investments. The genes involving dopamine and linked with risk-taking and pleasure and serotonin relating to mood found that people with high-risk versions of the dopamine gene tended to invest in risky but lucrative propositions. Those with high anxiety version of serotonin manage their money more carefully, and it goes on and on with a lot more detail than you need. Well, well, well. That alone ought to tell you where I'm going. Making the news today, and it's funny how this has become a new hot topic on this program, how ridiculous vitamins are. Here you go. Women who have just become pregnant, watch your vitamin E levels. If you have a high vitamin E level in pregnancy, it increases the risk of the baby being born with heart defects. Because some of the exceptions in terms of the dismal research in the last 10 years on vitamins, study after study after study, finding them worthless, we wonder, what about prenatal vitamins? Well, folic acid seems to be important, but if you're taking a multiple, I mean, prenatal vitamins have this. Are you risking a heart defect in your baby? They studied mothers of kids with heart defects, control mothers, blah, blah, blah. And the likelihood of having a baby with a heart defect was 70% higher for women in the highest vitamin E intake. If they looked at just diet, add vitamins, the risk of a heart defect went up 9 times. Do I need to repeat that? Women taking vitamin E pills or vitamin E in their pills, 5 to 9-fold increase in congenital heart defects. That's pretty potent. If we're going to find that prenatal vitamins can increase heart defects 5 to 9 times, what are we going to do with that? And this is, by the way, women who are eating a healthy diet and getting plenty of vitamin E. And they're making a big point about that. If you're eating a healthy diet, you absolutely do not need vitamins. If you're eating a crummy diet, you absolutely do not need vitamins. It's the same deal here. They don't know how. They think that high vitamin E levels imbalance the oxidant-antioxidant state in embryonic tissues. Possibly there's modification of genes involved in embryonic heart development, inhibition of cellular enzymes involved in clearing away naturally occurring oxidants, toxins, etc. Okay? Here's another similar story. Green tea may counteract the beneficial effects of a widely used anti-cancer drug. So if you're a cancer patient taking Velcade and you're buying into, you know, the stuff of talk shows that green tea is a cure for everything, could be a problem. Now, this is clever. I always wonder why they didn't do this. Let's talk a little about your prostate. Your prostate is actually surrounded by a thin layer of muscle tissue. That's how it contracts to do what prostates do. It's also, we think, how some of these anti-prostate enlargement, when you get a prostate enlargement, it blocks the flow of urine. And some of the drugs that men take for that nowadays may relax that muscle. Well, why not Botox a man's prostate? Well, how clever. For men suffering large prostates, injections of Botox may bring relief for 30 months. For 30 months. And why? I mean, we thought of this, but no one had the guts to try it because, once again, the medications that help men with prostate enlargement seem to relax those muscles. This is a smaller study, 77 men, 50 to 80 years of age, but the results were absolutely astounding. And before general usage can be advocated, they need to do another test and a larger test. All right. And by the way, the treatment was associated with a reduction in PSA levels. I can't explain that. PSA levels averaged before 6.2, dropped to 3 within a couple of months. Don't know what that's about. Interesting view of how regulators in this country are different. It's been a long road. Men may be able to get Johnson & Johnson's premature ejaculation drug, duloxetine, at least in Sweden and Finland. They're going to green light it and approve it. The FDA has snubbed it, flatly rejected it in 2005. We don't know why the FDA snubbed it, but it came around the same time as a debate between antidepressants and suicidality was raging. And this is a drug, it is an SSRI, normally an antidepressant drug, and we've noticed that antidepressants, as you know, can affect sexual responses. And a lot of doctors will prescribe generic antidepressants, SSRIs, for this particular problem. Before I take drugs, I think there are a lot of behavioral ways of going about this, and we've talked about it on the program, but they're going to approve it overseas. A particular type of antidepressant that seems to have this effect. Okay, this sells it like it is. It's pretty straightforward. We've talked about this a lot. Oregon Health and Science University reviewed six trials comprised of 2,000 patients with low back pain. They found that back pain patients who underwent a scan didn't get better any faster or have less pain, depression, or anxiety than patients who weren't scanned. In other words, first thing to do when you go to the doctors, they'll do an x-ray. And while the x-ray isn't curative, you would think that x-ray would lead to treatments that would show a benefit. More important, the data suggests patients who get scanned for back pain end up with more pain than those who are left alone. This is in Lancet. Two-thirds of you are going to have back pain sooner or later. Second most common reason you go to a doctor. More than half of the patients who see a doctor for back pain undergo an x-ray. And some of those x-rays, by the way, can give you a whopping dose of x-rays. The problem is that back scans can turn off physical changes in the back that aren't causing problems. And you got to remember this study, we talked about it. 98 people with no back pain went into an MRI machine. Even though all of them had healthy backs, 2 out of 3 came back with an MRI report saying they had a disc problem. Again, if two-thirds of you have disc problems with no back pain, when you have back pain and you have a disc problem, how can we blame it on that? So be very, very careful here. Are you ready? I got a quiz for you. On what day of the year do most couples break up? What day of the year sees the demise of most couples? You ready? Christmas and New Year's? President's Day? Valentine's Day? The wedding anniversary of the couple? Or St. Patrick's Day? I think you'll like the answer. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
Sore throat can ruin a family outing, but my kids know I have the touch that can make it better. It's called the Chloraseptic Touch.
Now moms have new Chloraseptic Maximum Strength Liquid Lozenges with the Liquid Medicine Center. You get the strongest medicine available without a prescription for fast relief that starts the moment Chloraseptic Max touches your throat. Plus, it coats to protect.
When they feel better, we all enjoy ourselves.
New Chloraseptic Maximum Strength Liquid Lozenges. One touch relief. The Chloraseptic Touch. Use as directed.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Is the stress of credit card debt eating you up inside? This is one announcement credit card companies hope you never hear. There are secret programs that can help you settle what you owe for 40 to 60% less than you do now. Meet Kevin Watts, one of the owners of Homefront Financial Group.
Well, an average client of ours has about $25,000 to $30,000 of unsecured debt, and they're either 0 to 4 months behind on their credit card payments, and they just can't take it anymore. They can't take the harassing phone calls. They're just beat down to the point where they need somebody to help. And that's when they call us.
Credit card companies don't want you to find out about this program, but Homefront Financial wants to let you know all about it for free.
Depending on the state of the client's financial affairs, we can settle their debts between 40 and 60%.
Call for your free information and consultation now.
It's such a pleasure to help people.
Individual results may vary. Not available in all states. Call 800-710-6672. 800-710-6672. That's 800-710-6672.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Everybody, Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Adel. Hi. Love your show.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm really hoping you can help me out. A little background. I'm 34 years old. I love working out. I'm in great shape. I have good blood pressure, 104 over 62. And I also have Raynaud's. I don't know if this has something to do with it. Anyway, about a month ago, I started having problems with my calves swelling throughout the day. So they're normal when I wake up. But by the end of the day, they're swollen about an inch in circumference each. And they start off like about 13 inches in circumference. So, I mean, I'm pretty small. So to me, it's kind of a big difference. And I'd like to know, you know, do you think this is somehow related to Raynaud's? Could I have developed a sudden allergic reaction? I mean, I use a lot of Splenda too, so I don't know if that could be causing it. Anyway, yeah. I would like your input.
Sure. What do you do all day? What do you do for a living?
I do sit a lot. I work in the computer, but I get up and stretch and try to walk around, that kind of thing. But it just started a month ago.
Like, yes. Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting is that, first of all, when people say to me something started a month ago, I would just add the following caveat. You noticed it a month ago. We have no idea when it started and little by little. I mean, something has to get there. I mean, people wake up in the morning and say, I got a 10-pound tumor hanging off my head. It just happened overnight. No, you just haven't looked in a mirror in a long time or touched your head. So a lot of problems will sneak up on you. In general, let me give you an answer what's going on here. When you lie down, fluids kind of even out. It's often why you get up in the morning and your eyes look a little bit swollen. So there's fluid in between your cells. There's a whole system called the lymph system. You don't see it because it's not bright red like blood. So when you cut yourself, you're cutting through lymph vessels as well as blood vessels, but the blood immediately mixes with this kind of clear fluid. And this lymph is very, very important in your body. Now, what happens when you lie down, everything is kind of even. And you stand all day long, gravity takes its effect, and the fluid, and I'll ask you to do a real simple test here, the fluid goes down to your ankles, and then at night you put your feet up and everything evens out. The only causes that would be of concern is if this was extreme, or you're eating too much salt in your diet, you know, stuff like that. In general, it doesn't have a lot of meaning unless it gets extreme. And, of course, if you develop, you know, something going on in your lymph nodes or cancer and the lymph isn't draining, your legs can swell, your arms can swell. Women, for instance, who have mastectomies will get a swollen arm. An effective treatment would be get yourself a pair of support hose. Sitting is the enemy for this. And even though you get up and stretch, the percentage of time you spend sitting versus standing and stretching has got to be, you know, 9 to 1. And so where your fold in your lap is can actually cause compression, like leaving an elastic band on. Sometimes clothing can do that. See, women wear very, very tight garments can restrict the flow of lymph. So bottom line is your exercise program is excellent. I don't see anything abnormal. And the test I want you to do is go down to your ankle bone when your legs are swollen and take your finger and push on it kind of hard and hold it for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000. Pull your finger away. There should be a dent. If there is a dent, then you're most likely to have what I'm talking about. If there's no dent, then something else going on. So you try that. Let me know. All right, let's talk to Ralph. How you doing, Ralph? Welcome.
Doctor, thank you for taking the call. Apparently it hasn't killed me yet, so I'm not that worried. But for the past 6 months, give or take a month, when I wake up in the morning, primarily in the morning, I breathe, and my left lung only, in the what feels like the base of my left lung, there is this very faint feeling of like fluid or something, and it's not causing me to cough. But there's clearly something there. I have had a history of a mitral valve prolapse in the past, but I don't think that's this.
Yeah, does it feel like bubbly or I mean, what's the sensation?
It feels like a sponge. It feels like a sponge moving up and down.
Right.
Sponge was lodged in your lung.
Right. Well, I can say that some people, when they get up in the morning, they take their first breath, the little air sacs can pop open. There are ways that the lung can cling to certain layers. I mean, if you had fluid in your lungs, it would be important to know it. And I'd recommend an x-ray, but I think you'd have a cough. A doctor would hear it immediately. And the only way I can tell you that could be normal, but the only way I can say for sure is just to have a doctor put a stethoscope on it. They'll tell you in a second. All right. When we come back, on what day of the year do you think most couples break up? I gave you the list earlier. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. President Obama could sign the economic stimulus package within the next few days. House and Senate leaders reached agreement on the $789 billion deal this afternoon. Stock market was slow to react to news of the deal on the stimulus. The Dow Industrial staged a late-minute rally to end the day up 56-47. National Weather Service issuing a high surf advisory for the Bay Area coastline starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Swells of up to 20 feet are expected in some areas. And California's largest for-profit health provider, Anthem Blue Cross, has agreed to pay a $1 million fine and take back more than 2,300 people whose insurance was rescinded after they submitted bills for expensive care. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting occasional showers this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
Your blood sugar level is a serious matter. Get some help from Enhancelin, the natural dietary supplement that promotes balanced blood sugar levels. Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
It has given me a lot of energy.
I just feel great.
Take one capsule before meals. It's that easy. Enhancelin reduces the absorption of sugar through the intestines. It's the natural way to reduce the amount of sugar getting into your body.
And I think anybody who's going through diabetes too should really take the Enhancelin.
It works. It actually works.
The Enhancelin, I can smile again.
For help managing your blood sugar, call now to order Enhancelin. 1-800-480-0658. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, so call 1-800-480-0658. Call today and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. Call 1-800-480-0658. That's 1-800-480-0658.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. On what day of the year are people most likely to break up? Christmas or New Year's? Now, that included, by the way, someone asked me whether the Super Bowl counted. That's why I threw that. Oops, I'm giving it away. President's Day, Valentine's Day, the wedding anniversary of the couple, or St. Patrick's Day? The answer is Valentine's Day. What do you think of that? Setting up a new life following a marriage breakdown can cost more than $100,000. It's part of this new survey. Dampening the romance of Valentine's Day, the research found that February 14th, married couples most often break up. So you might just kind of wait for you buy the chocolates. Save yourself some money. 19% of the people estimated when the marriage was over, it cost $100,000 to start a new life. One in four married couples bought a house together. One in three took a joint loan to purchase things. Half lost friends. 46% said their social life improved as a result of splitting up. The research showed nearly one in four people estimated it took longer than 2 years to get back on their feet financially after a split. And this is when love goes wrong survey. So there you go. I got something to look forward to. Let's talk to Lori. How you doing, Lori?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I have a question about hidradenitis suppurativa.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've had since I was 14 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And in the old days, they used to treat it with cortisone shots. I had it mostly under my arms. And that did nothing, of course, because they found out it, they even named it after that and found out it had nothing to do with hair follicles, I think.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about it. Has it been, well, let me tell people what this is, hidradenitis suppurativa. Well, it's like you can get, you know, for want of a better term, you can get boils and sores, and it's like an inward kind of an acne. That causes small lesions. Sometimes they get large enough, they have to be lanced and all kinds of things. So I suppose you've been around the park in terms of treatments. And in general, it just depends how bad the case is. That we give antibiotics. Oral retinoid medications are very effective. It stops the oil glands from plugging up the hair follicles. They give a lot of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to reduce the pain, sometimes swelling. You've already tried steroids. Sometimes we have to pick up a needle and a knife and remove the areas. I find one of the best things to do, and I always advise people, is hot soaks. If you can keep these lesions open, they will drain, as opposed to having them to be drained surgically. So now you tell me what you've been through.
Oh, I've been around the park, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And currently I'm on a whole regimen of different antibiotics. I cycle through each one of anything ending in iacin or...
Why?
Yeah, probably every 6 months.
And yeah, do you shave your armpits?
No, it's like a minefield. I wouldn't even want to try it.
Okay, because that's one of the things that we recommend that that women do because that can make a mess. Do you smoke?
No.
Okay, because that can be related to it. You know, the doctor's giving you like antibacterial soaps and things like that.
Yeah, and I've tried Oxistat, lotion that I think is fungal related.
Right, right.
Which has worked in some areas, not in others.
Right.
It basically goes wherever there are moist, dark places.
Yes, well, that's it. It can appear in that other place that fits that criteria, too, which can be terrible. I've seen a lot of doctors say that skin irritation is where you try to stop this. In other words, these are places where there are skin folds. In other words, in the groin, in the armpits, and the friction... and increased perspiration, just bacteria just love it. And so sometimes we recommend that if people have any places of friction that they try to lose weight or keep those areas, dry. There's just no cure. If you're asking me, do I have a cure up my sleeve? No, but I just know staying on top of it and just like you is finding those modalities that seem to help. Could be very positive. So are you satisfied with your treatment? I mean, you need to, have you ever had surgery?
I've never had surgery.
Good.
That was never suggested. It is pretty bad right now, I mean, compared to what it's been for over the years. But the antibiotics are new for me, and I'm not real thrilled about being on an antibiotic for the rest of my life.
Well, I know. The antibiotics we use like that are usually we can keep track of. You got to keep track. You know, you might want to be a person to make sure you eat the yogurt, you know, and replace intestinal bacteria. It's not a good thing, but, you know, neither is the illness. And why don't we see if the antibiotics help? And if the doctors, sometimes if you find these little things occurring at the same place, in the same little pocket, sometimes doctors just excise that little pocket. Just remove the sucker and put you back together again, and that can lead to relief. So I just think you got to go through all the steps. I mean, that's basically it. I don't have a cure, but I think that's the way to go with it. The way to go with it. Let's talk to Ed. How you doing, Ed? Welcome.
Hi, Dean. Should you avoid exercising if you have a cold, or is it possible that strenuous exercise could turn what might be a mild case of a cold into a more severe case?
Well, when it comes to the cold, I just go how you feel. And a lot of people really, really miss their exercise and want to exercise. Some people push themselves through it. I've seen research suggest that heavy exercisers may have lowered immunity, may be more likely to get a cold. I think that anything that's in your lungs, I'd be careful, because when you inhale and exhale, air is rushing through your respiratory tract more quickly than it normally does, and it's more likely to make the inside of your respiratory tract irritated or raw, which could allow secondary invaders. A cold is never going to kill you, but occasionally a cold can weaken upper respiratory tract, so maybe, you know, bacteria can invade. Very, very common in influenza, by the way. So I want to be generic in my answer, because people very often get a cold confused with the flu. So I don't know any specific research where doctors tell you do not exercise if you have a cold. Listen to your body. Go with how you feel. If you don't feel like it, you know, big deal. You miss it for a day. And yes, I could see, depending on how heavily you exercise, pushing your body to a degree where you might open yourself for more. But it wouldn't really be the cold virus doing that. The cold pretty much stays up in your upper respiratory tract, and the virus doesn't seem to affect the lungs. But what you don't want are secondary invaders, bacteria, for instance, while you're irritating and weakening the lungs' ability to fight infection. All right? 1-800-548-TALK.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. As a radio host, a Fox News Channel contributor, and a New York Times bestselling author, I've got a reputation to uphold. So when I tell you about a work-from-home opportunity, one where you can earn serious money, you know it's for real. I've been telling my audience for years about IncomeAtHome55.com. Why? Because in an economy where nearly 6 million people will lose their jobs, IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers, and they're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome55.com. Is the way real people just like you and me are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you to succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. Part-time, full-time, you decide. And listen, IncomeAtHome55.com is giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. That's www.IncomeAtHome55. That's the number 55. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Does your current economic situation have you looking for something new? Are you looking to own your very own business? International World of Vacations offers you the freedom to be your own boss. With International World of Vacations, you can own your own online travel company, complete with a custom website, easy-to-use software, and a live 24-hour call center to support your business. Make over 80% of the travel commissions and even earn free travel. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call toll-free 866-498-6388.
I planned a family vacation that produced over $4,000 in commissions.
The Small Business Journal named International World of Vacations one of the top 5 best business opportunities in the country today. Take control and enjoy financial freedom. International World of Vacations offers a 30-day refund policy. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call 866-498-6388 to get started today.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-214-8494. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-214-8494. 888-214-8494. That's 888-214-8494.
Investigation.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Lynn, this is Dr. Dean Adell. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, doctor. I'm really good to hear your voice, and I listen to the show every day. I really enjoy it. I was wondering if you can talk a little bit about inflammatory breast cancer, if you've heard of it. I just recently heard about it myself.
Yes, of course. And I've done a bunch of stories on this, actually, over the years, because it needs a little bit of an awareness-raising campaign, and it always perplexes women, and we get a question on this program when a woman describes symptoms that could be that. I get a little frightened. Inflammatory breast cancer represents, you know, a few percent of breast cancers, at the most 5%, maybe a little less. But it manifests so differently. It doesn't show up on a mammogram. You don't feel a lump. And it's the symptoms that every woman needs to be aware of. And here's the question that scares me. Dr. Dell, I don't think I've noticed this before, but one of my breasts is larger than the other. And if you add in, it's a little red or swollen or my nipple's inverted or the skin looks different, then bam, it's off to the doctor that day. All right? It can be a rapidly progressive breast cancer. And the reason it causes those symptoms is because the cancer blocks all the little lymph channels. We were just talking about lymph with a previous caller. In her, the lymph was running from, you know, her general body down to her ankles. In this case, the lymph gets blocked, so the breast swells, it gets red. It can be tender, doesn't have to be. Nipple inverted. The skin can do something which is called peau d'orange, French for skin of the orange. It's a dimpling of the breast. That is a known risk factor, potential symptom or sign, technically, for breast cancer. So, here's the deal. Anything that changes in your breast, you see your doctor. You don't put it off. It is just a treacherous area of breast cancer, because it's so often by the time a doctor sees a case, it's often too late because a woman has ignored the symptoms because she's been focused so much on feeling lumps. She might even have had a negative mammogram, you know, a few weeks before. And these symptoms do come on fairly rapidly compared to other kind of cancer symptoms. Because once you block a little lymph glands, you know, everything starts to change. So, there's the awareness. Where did you hear about this? Or you don't know anyone who has it, do you?
I got an email about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
like chain email type thing.
Isn't that funny? You know, this is so difficult for me. I used to keep a file of all the phony baloney urban rumor, you know, joke. All those emails used to get the one on aspartame and the one on the Coca-Cola cans and the, you know, the woman sucked in the toilet seat on the airplane. Go on and on and on. Are all just people having fun at your expense. But occasionally I see some that are real and they are worthy of taking note. Now, once again, if you have an overall lifetime risk of breast cancer, let's say 1 in 10 for a woman, and this represents only 5% of cases, so that is, you can see how tiny, it's a 0.05 percent. Depends on your percent. Anyway, the point is you understand what I'm trying to say. It's fairly unlikely. But if you have the symptoms, it could be likely. Women who breastfeed know about mastitis, how their breasts can swell and get sore. That's the kind of a thing you would just be very, very careful of. And hopefully anytime this happens to any one of you, it is mastitis, just an infection, but you got to be aware of it. All right. Now you're aware of it. Let's see. Let's talk to Missy. This is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Hi.
I'm calling because my five-year-old son, I recently found out that he has a phimosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wanting to know if there's any other alternative other than circumcision and what the success rates are.
Yes. Well, listen, Missy, first of all, the first question is that what he has? Because phimosis, technically, you cannot diagnose in a five-year-old. Phimosis means it's a tightening of the foreskin. So a foreskin, technically, is not deemed non-retractable until puberty. So question your doctor's diagnosis. If you need some ammunition, go over to nocirc.org, N-O-C-I-R-C.org. I'm sure they'll have a bunch of stuff on it. So you don't have to worry about it. And indeed, if you were to treat it, it can be treated without circumcision. It can be treated without surgery altogether. They treat this with steroid creams. They have a balloon treatment. Just all kinds of ways of going about it. So I would question your doctor's advice on this, and I rarely do that. You might want to get a second opinion or read up on it on the website, and decide for yourself. See, in other words, the purpose, the function, among the functions of the foreskin in a little boy is protection. It's protecting his tip. Because I guess they didn't know we'd invent diapers, you know. Evolution didn't know that. And of course, when puberty hits, everything changes. And that often, this goes away by itself. And in Europe, they would go after this in a totally different way. The ways I just told you about, there wouldn't be call for an immediate circumcision in a circumcising country like United States. So I think your little boy will be okay. You should stand up for his foreskin. You did initially. As far as I'm concerned, you know, when a baby is born, let that baby grow up and make a decision about this himself. You don't have to make that decision for him. I think that's the most powerful argument against circumcision. Why would you argue with that if he wants to do it when he's old? Of course, by the time any baby born today grows up, that baby will be, and if that baby is intact, that baby will be the majority. In the west of the United States, most little boys are not circumcised anymore. So this argument to, you know, the locker room or even a look like daddy is nonsense. I'm Dr. Dean Adele, 1-800-548-TALK.
Does the thought of losing your job keep you awake at night? It doesn't have to. Learn how to make a full-time income working part-time from home with 321workgenius.com. Never worry about recession or layoffs again. Request your free telephone session today at 321workgenius.com.
As a mom of four kids, I have tried several ways to make some extra money working from home. I finally realized I needed something that would work with my schedule. With the help, I've been able to replace the income from my previous work and now enjoy the freedom of working when I want to.
Isn't it time you got paid what you deserve? Turn your existing skills or hobby into an income-generating online business all in your spare time, even if you have no computer experience. 321workgenius.com. Not telemarketing, and it's not MLM. Take advantage of the free telephone session today and say goodbye to the long commutes, the dead-end job, and long hours. Simply log on to 321workgenius.com. That's 321workgenius.com.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have.
I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease, and no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Hi, Dr. Dell. It's nice talking with you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for you about these light wands that they sell, supposedly that kill bacteria and viruses from hard surfaces like keyboards, countertops, and remote controls and whatever. And from what I understand, they produce UVC light that kills the bacteria and viruses. I also understand from what I've read in, on the internet that that can produce ozone, which is bad to breathe. And I'm wondering if you know anything about this and how effective it is and how safe it is to use.
Yes, I can't imagine. This is a wand like you sell on, they sell it on TV, you saw it in an ad or something?
No, actually Costco sells it.
Costco sells it. Yeah, I can't imagine there could be a wand that could be effective. UV light can kill germs, no doubt. We use it all the time in many applications, but just kind of waving a wand over it, I would guess the claim would be fraudulent if people thought they're sterilizing their counters, unless you just hold it right up against it and leave it there. It's a, you know, it's a time intensity curve, how strong the light is and how long you leave it there. And if it does generate ozone, that is bad for you. I doubt it could generate enough ozone, though, to cause any difficulties. You know, ozone, there's so many of you buy air cleaners out there, quote, electronic air cleaners, without mentioning brand names, that do generate ozone. Hello, ozone is an air pollutant. This is not upper atmosphere ozone. This is ozone down here at Earth. It's considered air pollution. So, so many of you buy these air cleaners, and you're generating air pollution in your house. And so, once again, I've not seen any studies to show that these things could be effective. In other words, I'm imagining the waving of a wand. Hey, I could be wrong. Maybe it's a really super big, powerful ultraviolet source, and it says hold it there for many minutes over the surface you want to clean, but then it'll be a little tiny surface. Standard methods, as far as we're concerned, are the best way to keep things clean. You don't have to go crazy about cleanliness in your house. The drain of your sink's the filthiest place. I mean, we are all a little too germ conscious. Who gets diseases from their bathroom? I haven't heard of anybody yet. Also wanted to quickly mention, we had a Dr. Lee call, and listening to the caller with hidradenitis suppurativa, he felt that she should consider surgery as an option. And, you know, in a way, everybody wants to leave surgery as a last resort and try conservative treatment first. And that's usually appropriate. Sometimes surgery can be very effective for conditions, and it's something to consider early in the game. So I would say to her, at least have it evaluated by someone who does that kind of surgery, which would probably not be, you know, local dermatologist, and to see what they say. And this doctor was very, you know, very high on the surgical treatment. I'm Dr. Dinadel. Join us for the next program. Till then, be well.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334. 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of an amazing product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists to use at home without spending hundreds on doctor visits. For a risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, call 1-800-374-3917. That's 1-800-374-3917 for your free trial. 1-800-374-3917.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your